I find that I'm fascinated.
Hello, everyone. Recently, Tommy Robinson has been in the news again because he's been invited to go on a trip to Israel, and he's going to give a speech in Israel. And I think there's some suggestion that they're going to give him safe harbour over there from the Starmer government, or this has been touted. And it's caused an almighty hullabaloo in the British press, which has been full of talk of the British Jewish community in recent weeks, for the obvious reason that there was an attack on the synagogue in Manchester. And of course, because yesterday was the anniversary of 10/7. So there's been quite a lot of this sort of talk in the news, you know, a claim that there's an increase of anti-Semitism in the country, all of these ongoing pro-Palestine marches. And in the middle of it, of course, is Tommy Robinson. And everybody's known for a long time that Tommy is an ardent, hardcore Zionist who has openly declared that on many, many different occasions. And the press, The Observer, in fact, reported a few weeks ago that his principal funder is a man called Robert Shilman. I'm going to talk about all of this and more after you watch my little ad, because there's 25% off all courses at the moment. Promo code Shredder. And when I come back, I'm going to look at all of the different positions, because I think this gives us an insight into kind of factions and mini factions that you don't usually see. It's a moment of fissure and crisis in British politics right now that is being exposed by this moment, and I find it very interesting. It can kind of help us gain an insight into exactly where who stands on which side, because there's a tendency to view these things in quite low resolution. The lowest resolution, of course, is it's all of them, it's all of this group, okay? Then there's also the next resolution down, well, okay, they're a left-wing Jewish community, and there is a kind of right-wing Zionist community. It's a little bit more complicated than all of that, as we're about to see. It's promo code Shredder. World-class education denied to you by school, denied to you by woke university. Well, no more. Pick up your course today. 25% off all courses with promo code Shredder. That's Shredder. Buy it now. And this has prompted a lot of criticism from across the political spectrum here in the UK, including from the Board of Deputies for the British Jewish community, who came out with a strongly worded statement condemning this invite, you know, calling Tommy Robinson a divider, the worst of the British far right and all the rest of it. It prompted criticism from the Home Secretary, the Labour Home Secretary, Mahmood, and there's a clip of that which I'll play here.
He is a corrosive force in our public life. He's a convicted criminal. He's a former member of the British National Party. I think most British people get where he's coming from and actually reject utterly what he stands for.
But what would your message to the Israeli government be when they're not just inviting him, but praising him, a far-right thug, as you say, as a courageous leader against radical Islam?
Well, as I say, I'm not going to comment on what other ministers in other governments are doing. I know where we stand, where I stand, where the British government stands. We have no truck with what this individual stands for. He's a corrosive and malign influence in our politics. And I think the vast majority of people in our country rightly condemn what he stands for and will never allow his view of the world to prevail here in our own country.
But what does it say about the Israeli government that that is their view?
As I say, I'm not going to say what other ministers in other governments around the world say or do, or who they invite to their country. That is for them to explain, not for me. I know where we stand.
It also prompted criticism from James Cleverly of the Conservatives, who is a Zionist himself and a member of the Tory party, who are Zionists themselves, of course. But this was a step too far, and James Cleverly has been critical. It also prompted an attack on Robinson from Melanie Phillips, which interested me because Melanie Phillips, if you don't know her, is an ardent Zionist. She is obviously a British Jew, and she is also a hardcore conservative, you could say, one of the furthest right voices in the country, in the press, along with Peter Hitchens. She's kind of occupies that kind of zone. And she came out and she said, for Israeli ministers, to link the defence of Jews, Britain and the West to a man with a record of neo-Nazi extremism, thuggery, violence, incitement, intimidation, and contempt for the rule of law is utterly shocking, says Melanie Phillips. It's hard to exaggerate these ministers' fathomless stupidity and ignorance. So that was an extraordinary statement from Melanie Phillips, and that led to her then being involved in a Twitter flame war, an intra-Zionist Twitter flame war with the most ardent pro-Israeli defenders. One of the things that Tommy has been criticised for, among other things, is inviting this woman, Valentina Gomez, who I've got a clip of here.
If Israel falls to jihad, it's only a matter of time until we all do, because these terrorist Muslims don't want peace. They want to kill and behead anyone who believes in scriptures other than the Quran. The Jews are the first to go, then the Christians, the Hindus, and the rest of the infidels. And let's be honest, if they had access to nuclear weapons, they would have nuked us a long time ago. But since they're only good at marrying little girls and goats, they had to parachute their way into Israel exactly 2 years ago, just so they could kill, rape, and kidnap Jewish people and even babies. I cannot wait to get into Congress and bomb every terrorist on earth. This is Americans against jihad.
As you can see, her rhetoric is quite, well, I mean, it's on the extreme end. I think that her rhetoric is on the extreme end. Certainly, I mean, even in American politics, I would say that is pretty hardcore counter-jihad rhetoric. And that has drawn criticism, again, from British Jewish groups asking why Tommy invited this person to speak if what he's really interested in is, you know, the things he said. This prompted a comeback from Tommy Robinson, which I will play here.
Let me explain to you what's going on here. The elitist Jews, yeah, the ones who are not representative of the entire community, the woke, liberal, elitist Jews, the ones like the Board of Deputies who are pro-open borders, they don't represent all Jews, okay? Netanyahu and his government are conservative. They're not woke, they're not liberal, they're not open borders, they're conservatives, okay? I've been invited by the conservative government. So of course you're going to see the woke liberal Jews getting upset. The ones who want mass open border immigration. The ones who have created the hostile environment for most ordinary Jews. The ones that don't represent most ordinary Jews. There's a big divide, you're seeing it happen in America with the ADL. There's a big divide where these so-called voices of the Jewish community, which are betraying the Jewish community with their hugging up and cozying up to Islam and open border mass immigration. They're the reason all these problems are happening. Many of them. And they're upset because the real Zionist Jews, who are strong conservatives, not weak, pathetic liberals, are the ones that have invited me. And they're upset about it.
And also, in recent days, he has kind of doubled down on this and is trying to kind of say, well, this is left wing, this is kind of liberals, and the likes of George Soros, he said this.
They need to finish George Soros. That man and his ideas and his foundations are responsible for the destruction of the West. And someone has to now, he has to pay for it.
Why has George Soros done so much to try to dismantle?
For his worldview, for the globalist plan, they want to destroy the West. They don't want America to be a superpower. They want to bring America down. They want China to be the superpower. And America nearly were losing all of these battles, mm-hmm, until you elected Trump.
With Antifa and with these domestic terrorist groups in the United States now, we always hear the word George Soros. What involvement does he really have in what's going on?
He pulls the strings in all of it. And even if he dies, he's sorted out so that his corporations and his movement and all of the policies and all of the where he wants his agendas will continue.
So if you're kind of counting the different positions here, obviously there is the, I guess I'd say there's the far left who just straightforwardly support Palestine at this moment. Then there is the centre left or the kind of liberal left, the Blairite left, if you want to put it that way, who are nominally, like the Starmer government is nominally Zionist, but they also have to balance that against appeasing their left and also, you know, not allowing, in their view, Islamophobia to run rampant. That is the position that is occupied by Mahmoud and the Starmer government. Then, and what's interesting about their position, by the way, is that the people on their left, that is the pro-Palestine lot, frequently paint Starmer as a hardcore Zionist and as an apologist for Israel. Whereas, if you're on the Tommy end of things, if you look at, up and down Tommy's Twitter feed, you will frequently see Keir Starmer depicted you know, in Arab garb or as a Muslim or as a sympathetic to the Palestinian cause. So the Labour government are caught between a rock and a hard place. They cannot, they're trying to have this kind of narrow middle way position, but they are accused by both sides of being apologists for the opposite side. That makes sense. That's where Labour are. Okay. Then, as a distinct position, you have this board of deputies of the Jewish community in Britain, whose number one priority, you know, their remit is, well, we have a British Jewish population of around 400, 500,000 people. They're coming under attack due to the actions of Israel or the associations. Obviously, Israel is a Jewish state, so you can see why people draw the link. And they're saying, look, all of this rhetoric is rebounding back on us and it's making us less safe. So their remit, then their narrower remit, is making sure that that population that they're tasked to look after, you know, their raison d'etre, they're doing their best to ensure that. Remember, this is value-free analysis, friends. I don't want to get into who's right and wrong in all of these different things, but that is, from a neutral perspective, what they are tasked to do. Then you have the James Cleverly, Melanie Phillips position, which is, look, we absolutely 100% support Israel. We are ardent Zionists, right? We are also conservatives. We, you know, and in the case of Melanie Phillips, her whole thing is like, well, I am right-wing, I'm conservative, I'm pro-Israel, and I'm also Jewish, okay? But she and James Cleverly and the official Tory position is, this is a step too far. We can't go there. You don't know what Tommy is really like, okay? And then the actual Israeli government position appears to be, and the position of, you know, his backers like Shilman or some of his affiliates like this Valentina Gomez, in America, is no, we must take the maximalist counter-jihad position on the line that Israel is the number one defense against Islam. Okay, that is the basic kind of message that they want to give. And it's very interesting to me that they're not all on the same page. Okay, we're seeing very different positions, different fissures, and I don't actually believe that this, what we're seeing, is just kayfabe. I don't think that Melanie Phillips secretly behind the scenes is actually supporting Tommy. I think that there's a distinct position within British politics. She's thinking of her own niche as a conservative writer, you know, occupying that space, right? They are being flanked way to the right from, especially when it comes to the counter-jihad position, by a figure like Tommy, who's being backed by the Israeli government. So this is what is actually kind of, I suppose, being exposed here, is that James Cleverly and Melanie Phillips and some of these voices are saying, look, we don't want this kind of, we don't want this form of counter-jihad in our politics. And Phillips has defended herself. She's like, so look, I've been a critic of Islamism. I think the government should. But she's trying to kind of thread this needle where she doesn't want to normalize the rhetoric of the Valentina Gomez. Whereas Tommy, he, you know what his position is. What I found interesting about this is basically that even though Tommy is an ardent Zionist and for decades has flown the Israeli flag, much to his own detriment, much to the criticism of many other patriots, for example, it still didn't buy him any immunity from Melanie Phillips or the Tory Party or the British Board of Deputies or the Labour Party or any, like, it didn't actually buy him any immunity for any of the pieces in the British system. What this tells me is that the attempt by the Israeli government to influence British politics through this vector of counter-jihad and through a figure like Tommy only has limited penetration. This again is my value-free analysis, and I've always suspected that something like this may be the case, but now we're seeing it all play out kind of in the news in real time on talk shows like LBC and talk TV and so on. We're starting to see that there's a gradation of different views here. And I mean, it's kind of interesting that the Tommy Israel position is actually quite a bit more extreme, you might say, than the Melanie Phillips position. What Melanie Phillips wants is a kind of tacit support for the Israeli state, some protections against Islamism and so on, some protection for the British Jewish population, but she wants to kind of limit the scope of it, whereas the strategy through the vector of Tommy is actually to heighten this rhetoric against, the Islam in the round. There are nuances here. It also, I think, validates one of the things I've been saying for a while, which is that there are forces who are keen, by forces I mean it seems to be an Israeli project, to heighten this sense of a coming civil conflict over this issue. And one of the things to look out for in the current kind of British discourse is which figures come out and defend Tommy, which figures lean into this kind of counter-jihad civil war frame, and which of them pull back from it. I'm very interested to see Melanie Phillips, who's a figure I've often wondered about, pull back a little bit from this and say, actually, this is going too far, right? I.e., all of these British Jewish voices are prepared in public to counter-signal the Israeli government and to say, actually, you guys are stepping over the mark here. Interesting times, very interesting times. I also think that it may reveal a little bit some of Tommy's confusion over this issue, because obviously he has this frame where it is, oh, well, you've got, good right-wing conservative Zionists like Netanyahu, but then you've got like bad liberal people like George Soros, or the ADL is another group he attacked, and this British Board of Deputies. This is a kind of line that Tommy's you saw him in the video come out with, and that basic idea doesn't seem to be true when you have pretty ardent right-wing Zionist voices like Melanie Phillips also engaging in the collective throwing of Tommy under the bus by the establishment. It's interesting. It also, I mean, I think it shows that there is a limit to the extent to which any of this stuff, any of this kind of project that Netanyahu and his government may have, there's a limit to how much that has penetrated British politics at this moment. It's had further inroads in American politics, but even in American politics, I think this Gomez figure who's being pushed at the moment, and she seems to be being pushed on X on my timeline. I mean, I don't follow her, but she, you know, every time I log in, I, that one I showed you just came up on my feed this morning, right? I don't want to see it, but there it is. I think this is a kind of new vector. You could say it's maybe a desperation move or something to try to, I mean, the basic gambit is try to get British people and American people to see Islam in the round as the enemy and to see Israel as the first line of defense against the Islamic enemy. Okay, try to get that frame. And it's pretty interesting that the British establishment, including the Tory establishment, and even including a figure like Melanie Phillips, are highly resistant to that play. And I would say the American establishment, up until quite recently, has also been resistant to that play, although it seems to be getting more and more purchase as these figures like Gomez are being pushed. One additional layer of complexity I would just weave in here is that I detect the kind of a difference also between this Shilman counter-jihad position. This was also the position of a figure like David Horowitz, who's no longer with us now. But, you know, this kind of hardcore Islam is the enemy counter-jihad strategy seems to be a strategy that not all of the Zionist kind of billionaire class are up for. You don't really see Larry Ellison or Bill Ackman so much engaging in this. So there could even be some kind of intra-Zionist disagreement on what should happen. And maybe all of this is coming to a head. I don't want to predict like the last days of Netanyahu or something, but I get the impression that there's a lot of people on maneuvers all over the place. Maybe it's a different video to come back again to Tucker Carlson and Candice Owens and what's happening there. And all these figures like Matt Gaetz and, you know, more and more people exposing the kind of AIPAC stuff that goes on and asking all sorts of other questions. Maybe that's another faction trying to do something, or maybe it's some element of the American deep state trying to push back or whatever. But it's very interesting times. Some of this stuff is kind of being laid bare in the news. This is like mainstream news, not something that is just like talked about in the dark corners of the internet or on Discord groups and Telegram and things like that. This is literally just the mainstream news at this point. So it's impossible to ignore. Very interesting. Let me know what you think in the comments, and pick up a course, promo code Shredder. And I'll see you next time.
If you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the academic agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just three of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.